Recorded live in Little Rock, Arkansas, it's Larry's Rant, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here's Larry.
Thank you, everybody. Oh, yeah. Thank you. It's good to be back with you today. Hey, before we get into this podcast too far, I've got to do what my grandson tells me to. James always says, Papa, you got to remember to always do this at the beginning of your show, in the middle, at the end, do it all the time. Be sure and like, subscribe, and share. Now, he probably knows all about that more than I do. But folks, be sure and like, subscribe, and share.
And I'll try to find that little sticker that goes on the bottom of the screen there. If not, we'll just put something up there.
You're in charge of
sticking.
I know.
Hey, I'm still learning all this equipment. So, you know, the last time I edited was in videotape.
Oh, really? Hey, I was thinking of some good stuff today that I used to have on cassette that I'm actually going to go on the internet and see if it's available on CD, and if it is, I'm probably going to buy it. So,
what's that?
Zig Ziglar stuff.
Oh, he's there.
I loved Ozig. I hope they took some of his old stuff and put it over on CDs or to where I can download
it.
I'm sure he's there.
Probably have to subscribe and pay, but he's there.
I probably will. Hey, also, do me a favor. Take down my email address, larryb@larrysrrr.com. And be sure and send us an email if you want something on the show, or if something you like on the show, let us know. Something you don't like on the show, well, you know, hey, we may not like everything that we do ourselves. So send us a note and let us know
exactly
what to expect, okay? So
what are we going to talk about today,
Larry? Are going to get right into this first segment. It is America's Only Hope, term limits.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I dropped a bomb on you, didn't
I? You know, sometimes me and you may not agree on things.
Absolutely. I remember a few years ago, you and I had a conversation about this, and I was ranting and raving about term limits, and you're like, no, I don't want it. I personally believe, folks, that term limits should be on every elected official in our country. If it's good for the commander-in-chief to get 2 4-year terms, I think it's good for everybody. I don't care if you're the dog catcher.
Yeah.
I think you need a term limit.
Yeah.
You get 2 shots at it, folks.
Yeah.
Get it done or get out. Now, what I'm going to do, Randy, I'm going to give you an opportunity to debate and argue all you want, but I'm going to give you some stuff about some of the folks' tenure, their seniority. I'm going to give you some information that I've dug up on some of their net worths and some of the things that we have seen. And I'm going to try to make a case for term limits.
Okay.
All right. Now.
All right. Go ahead.
Because here's what I'm going to tell you, folks. I think that if you've been in office more than 2 terms, you're tainted and you're corrupt. Just telling you to your face. If you've been in office more than 2 terms, I think you're tainted and you're corrupted. I'm done with career politicians. Now, here's what I'm talking about. Let's take a look at this. And by the way, for those of you that are just listening on podcast, you're going to hear me rattling some papers because I got a lot of facts and figures to go over. Here's a few of the seniority notes that I took a look at. Nancy Pelosi went into office in 1987. Randy, that's 37 years.
She's been in there a while.
Yeah, a while, okay? And still hadn't got too much accomplished except helping to ruin our country. Oh, old Jerry Sandler, you know, the guy that wears his pants up to his neck. 1992 is when he went in office.
Wow.
32 years.
Wow.
Pete Sessions, 1997, 27 years. Adam Schiff.
Yep.
We know him. 2001, 23 years. Oh, here's a good one. Old Maxine Waters.
Oh, yeah.
California liberal. Can't stand her. 1991, she went into office. That's 33 years. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to pick on just the liberal commies. I also want to throw in a Republican or two. Here's one. Ted Cruz went into office in 2013.
Wow.
It's 11 years.
Okay.
Now, some of my research says that the top 7 seniority dates, okay, range from 1981 to 1989, okay? The top seven seniority dates of the congressmen that are in office right now, okay, 1981 is the top one. That means someone's been in there for 43 years.
Wow.
Count down to number seven. They went in 1989. That's 35 years. Career politicians. Now, number eight through number 34 ranges from 1991 to 1999. That ranges from 33 years in office to 25 years in office. Randy, to me, that's just sickening. I mean, I want to throw up.
Yeah.
My God, people, why are we allowing this to happen in our country?
Yeah.
Now, then you take a look at some of the people. Let's take a look at some of their net worth. Okay, here's one real popular and dear to our heart: AOC.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did she used to be a bartender?
Yeah, she did. She started out as a bartender. She was elected in 2018. Now, I remember, Randy, when she went into office in 2018, she sat and she whined on national TV about, I can't afford an apartment here in Washington, D.C. What am I going to do?
I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that? Yeah. A lot of you do remember that. Now, guess what, folks? Americans, you want to know what our net worth is? $10 million.
How'd that happen?
How did that happen? Tell me there's not corruption, okay? Tell me that they're not in there for all the money. My gosh, people. And you know, 10 million is on the low side. I've heard numbers as far as 28 and 29 million that she's worth. From a bartender that comes into office that's all broke. And all of a sudden, from 2018 to 2024, let's just go on the low side. Let's just use the low number. $10 million, really? Says AOC earns $1 million in annual income through various business and investments.
Wow.
Where did those come from? AOC earns an estimated salary of $175,000 a year in her office, okay? She owns one real estate property, cars and yachts, included cash reserves of over $1 million, an investment portfolio of some stocks that are valued around $1 million. How many Americans sitting out there listening to me right now, you have $1 million invested in your stock portfolio? Ponder on that for just a minute. It'll get your blood pressure boiling just like it is mine. She attracts high donations and gifts from wealthy business and Wall Street investors. In the past 24 months, she's received over $2 million in direct and indirect donations from such parties. She owns several prime real estate properties across New York, includes some small portion of Bitcoins. Here's one. It says, to compute the net worth of AOC, we need to deduct her liabilities from her total assets. To build her political career, AOC has borrowed over $2 million in loans and mortgages from J.P. Morgan, which is in current outstanding liability. My question to that, Randy, is how? How did she do that? As a bartender, that she was broke and she went into office, why did they give her $2 million?
She's a politician now.
Oh.
She's a politician.
Did you hear that? Randy just answered the question. She's a politician. So can you go and get a $2 million loan to start a business?
No,
to buy? You're a builder, Randy.
I'm not a politician.
You're
though.
A builder. Do right. you get all that money?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Not that much.
Yeah, they want to cut off your right arm to give you something. She recently bought a Mercedes-Benz that's worth $140,000. She owns a BMW X7. I don't even know what that is. That cost her $200,000. And she has a few other cars. The report also says that she lives in a 4,000-square-foot luxury apartment located in New York City, has bought this property for an estimated price of $2 million with the help of a few donors.
Sure. She's got them. That's why she wants to stay and not have term limits.
Yeah. Now here's her net worth trend, okay? Let's look at this. In 2019, well, that's only a year after she was broke, right?
Right.
In 2019, she was worth $5 million net worth.
Interesting.
In 2024, her net worth has grown to $10 million. Now, all you financial advisors that are listening to me on podcast and you're watching on YouTube, okay, I challenge you to do this. If you can bring us this kind of results, I want you on my podcast. I want you on my YouTube channel. I want you to come and talk to me personally. Randy and I want to invest in you. We want you as our financial guidance, and we want these kind of results. If you think you can do it, my email, larryb@larrysrrr.com. Drop me a line because I want to talk to you, Mr. Miracle Man. Yeah, I didn't think you would either.
No.
She began her campaign in 2017 while waiting tables at some place called Flats Fix, a taqueria in New York City. She's been endorsed by various politicians. A couple of them to talk about is Barack Hussein Obama, Bernie Sanders. There's a couple of winners. Okay, last thing on her.
Good.
Her net worth is estimated to grow at a rate of $500 over the next few years. AOC each month receives hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations from wealthy donors in New York.
Well, it's not what she's doing in politics.
Is term limits maybe an idea that we need to at least entertain people?
Let me share. You know, when we first had this conversation,
okay,
I really had reservations about term limits. But the main thing was, and we didn't get into this when we talked about it last time.
Okay.
If everybody does it, now I don't know what all the politics are and the rules and stuff, but if Arkansas has to do it, then everybody has to do it.
Yeah.
So I would be for it if it's across the board.
It should be a federal.
If it's across the board, yeah. Federal mandate, whatever.
Absolutely.
whatever. But, you know, we've got some real good Republican congressmen and senators.
Yeah.
One of my favorite is John Kennedy down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
I love hearing
uh-huh.
him.
Uh-huh.
And I'd hate to see him go just because Louisiana adopted this and somebody else didn't.
Yeah.
So as long as it's fair and across the board, yes. But if it's just because we want it and Arkansas wants it, and I don't know, there again, I don't know if we can do that. I don't know all the rules and regulations on that. But
right.
It probably wouldn't be. It probably had to be across the board.
And you and I are on the same page. I promise you we're on the same page. Because unless all of the states, unless it's done on a federal
right.
level,
right.
it will never, ever work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just throwing this out here because, man, I started doing my research. I spent all day in my office yesterday just doing a bunch of research and coming up with this. Let me throw out another one for you, okay?
All right.
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, buddy. Age 84. 84 and still kicking. You know, they had to take Feinstein out. They had to drag her out. I probably just put her in a casket and rolled her by right on out.
Right.
Okay. She's been in there since 1987. She's been in office for 37 years.
Right.
You don't put somebody in office for 37 years without them becoming corrupted.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, look what she's done for California. What? Income tax at 30%?
Let me just run through a few of my notes here, okay? She is worth $165 million. In 2009, she was worth $58 million. She was the 13th wealthiest member of Congress. In 2014, that number went to $101 million, which doubled her ranking. She was then the 8th wealthiest member. In 2021, her net worth was $120 million, making her number 6. The wealthiest member in Congress. And in 2024, her net worth is $165 million.
Wow.
Again, I'll appeal to all the financial advisors. If I can just draw a $175,000 salary and you give me these kind of results, I want you on my team.
Really?
Please send me an email. Let's meet. We'll meet tonight. We'll meet tomorrow, whenever. You meet with me, I'll buy you the biggest steak in Little Rock. I want these kind of numbers.
Yeah.
Blood pressure's up a little bit. Nancy is one of the richest politicians in the United States. With the help of her rich donors, Nancy Pelosi has built a financial empire that can withstand an economic crisis. I bet it could even withstand another scamdemic like she'd like to pull, like mm-hmm. she did during the other election. She earns an estimated salary of $223,000. Her net worth is expected to grow at a rate of 20% each year. You getting 20% on your stuff, Randy?
No, not that much.
You're working with the wrong guy. Come on, man. Let's see. She owns more than two private jets. She owns a luxury yacht, at least one. She has 10 luxury watches. And her approval rating, last time it was taken, it was at 32%.
Wow.
32%. Now, I own a restaurant. Do you think that 32% approval rating, people are going to come back and eat my food?
No.
I kind of doubt it. And yet America is just stupid enough to keep casting the ballot and letting her do this over and over again. Folks, that's why I'm calling for a federal law to stop this kind of insanity.
Not unless something's wrong with the elections.
Wow.
You know?
I'll finish up with her and then we'll go to a commercial, okay? Let me do this, okay. She's taken advantage. Oh, this is good. Nancy Pelosi has taken advantage of the 2008 financial crisis, has made a fortune from the federal bailout plan passed for the banks. Currently, Nancy lives in her 15,000-square-foot luxury mansion located in Baltimore, Maryland. Nancy has bought this property for an estimated price of $30 million. How many of you Americans are sitting out there in a $30 million home?
And has a wall around it.
Oh, you ruined it here. That was in a footnote down there.
I don't know.
How did you know that, man? Well. That was great. Yeah. Why does she need a wall? America doesn't need a wall. Not according to her and all of her commie friends.
No, she needs the wall.
Oh, she needs the wall.
It's different, you know, it's different.
Yeah. Some donors have helped her purchase this property at a hefty discount. Nancy Pelosi's home comes with several luxury features, like a 15-foot wall, swimming pools. Now, that's not a pool. That's a pools.
Right.
A workout lounge. Guess how many bedrooms?
How many square feet?
What'd I say? 15,000. You're a builder. Come on. Get close.
20?
15.
15.
15 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, a gigantic wine cellar. Well, now we all know why on that. Okay. She has a home theater. She has 24/7 Secret Service. That's why maybe she doesn't need all the guns. She calls for gun control all the time. It's us little peons like me and you that are listening and watching me today. Now, who paid the price for this? Us taxpayers. You put her in there. You keep voting. California, you keep voting for this mess, and this is exactly what you're getting. How many of you taxpayers have 20-plus homes? She owns more than 20 real estate investments.
Wow.
Okay? So, how many listeners are getting a 30% return? Well, if you are, send me an email. Let me know who your advisor is. I want to work with him or her because, boy, you're getting it good. So, people, do you see the kind of corruption that we're up against here? Do you see why I am so dogmatic about these term limits? I'm telling you. You're going to hear more and more on this podcast about this very subject. I'm working on a couple of episodes that's coming up, and I'm going to touch on this again. But, Randy, let's go to commercial.
All right. We'll be back.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
All right, have you had enough?
Wow. Well, you've done your homework. Where did you get all this information?
Well, there's a couple of websites that I've been taking some strong notes from. CAKnowledge.org. Anybody can go to it and start looking up different people. Also, Wikipedia. They've got a bunch of information, and just bouncing around the internet, you can find out a bunch of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because these people have to give some accountability. I'm sure that a lot of it is false.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if it's on the internet, if you found it there, it's got to be true.
That's what I'm thinking. And with fake news, hey, we can be fake podcast, you know?
I know.
All right, here's a good one for you, Randy. Chuck Schumer.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Mr. Slimy himself. He's age 73. He's been in office since 1999. That's 25 years.
Wow.
His net worth in 2008, now get this, was $800,000. In 2018, only 10 years later, he was ranked the 56th richest senator that there was, and his net worth was between $1.2 and $1.9 million.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but here's the real figure now. 2024, he's working with that financial advisor that you're sending me an email today, right? Yeah. You're going to send me the email.
He needs to be sitting right here talking
right
to us.
Right here. Oh, he will. You send me the email, I'm going to get you a chair and a mic. We're going to set you right here. Let's talk, okay? I want these kind of results, folks. 2024, he's worth $75 million.
Wow.
Chuck Schumer happens to be one of the richest senators in the United States. He has investments in stock markets that are valued over $12 million. He earns an estimated salary of $500,000 per month. Now, I'm sure that's pocket change to all you Americans sitting out there that's watching this. I'm sure that's just pocket change for you, right? You run around with all kinds of people that make $500,000 a month. And he's a politician. And you're paying taxes. He's worth $75 million in 2024. His annual income is $6 million, Randy.
Wow.
Oh, I love some of this. Chuck Schumer has a car collection. He has a brand new Ferrari worth $680,000. I think I'll run out and buy one of those tomorrow. You want one? I'll get you one,
no.
Randy. Here's an Audi RSQ8. Folks, I don't even know what that is. It's worth $600,000. And it gives off some other stuff. He owns a Jag, a Lamborghini, a Alfa Romano, or however you pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
He owns one of those. Oh, here is something that I just love to know. Over the years, a lot of wealthy donors have gifted Chuck with luxury and vintage watches. Now, I'm going to blow your mind on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one called a Richard Mille watch. It's worth $150,000.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Mm-mm. I'll look it up. Maybe I can get a picture of it on there.
You know, Timex was made here in Little Rock.
Yeah, it was. I had a plan here.
Rolex, worth $130,000. Here's one I can't even pronounce, worth $300,000. Here's another one I can't pronounce, $140,000. Here's one, Frank Mueller,
$250,000.
Mm. I mean, there's names in here I can't even pronounce. I don't run in those kind of circles. I'm not a politician. Here, Chuck Schumer lives in a 60-year-old vintage home located in New York. It's a 9,000-square-foot mansion. 10 bathrooms. Now, he's kind of hurting because what did Pelosi have? 14 or 18, something like that?
Yeah.
Only 10 bathrooms, 7 bedrooms.
Why would, why
would bathrooms outnumber bedrooms? You got to potty that much? Well, we know what he's full of anyway. Chuck Schumer bought his house for $15 million. Now, folks, that's in New York City. That's plenty of room for all the illegals to go and shack up. Call Chuck. He's got some extra rooms. 9,000 square foot, he'll put some cots in there for you. I'm sure he can. Nice guy. Nice guy. 2019, $47 million. Today, 2024, worth $75 million. Folks, there's nothing to see here. It all looks legit. It really does look legit to me. Oh, here's a little fact that I ran across, Randy. You'll love this one. He's an ally of Facebook. You want to know why? Well, his daughter Allison happens to be a marketing manager at Facebook. So see, it's not just the politicians that are corrupt. Their entire family gets in on this mess. Chuck Schumer passed the New York State Bar in early 1975, but he never practiced law. You know why? Because he decided to choose a career in politics. Wow. Chuck Schumer's net worth is expected to grow at a rate of $20 million over the next few years. Folks, that's on the backs of us Americans. That's our tax dollars at work, okay? Okay, let's move on. Here's another one. We'll kind of speed this up. Joe Biden, I don't think you're bored with it because I certainly wasn't. The more I dug, the more I wanted to know. Joe Biden's net worth is an estimated $12 million. He's the youngest person to ever win the Senate election in 1972. He receives, his net worth is $12 million. He has a $400,000 annual salary as president. He's taken every penny of it. What president was it that we've had that didn't take a salary?
Yeah, who that's was right. That? Yeah.
What was his name? Trump,
it was
wasn't,
Trump
it?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it was. He also gets $50,000 a year, which pays for presidential expenses such as food and dry cleaning. Joe Biden also receives $100,000 in traveling allowance. His net worth has gone from in 2019 from $7 million, and in 2024 it's gone to $12 million. Anyone in the mood to eat some Chinese food? I'm putting it out there, folks. Just putting it out there. It's been over four decades since Joe Biden ventured into politics. Such a large stint will not come without significant wealth behind him. He has 9 real estate properties, 5 cars, 2 luxury yachts, over $12 million in cash reserved and in banks and deposits in government bonds. Jill Biden has invested over $6 million in stock market. Joe Biden's family, including Hunter, old boy Hunter here, he owns 2 luxury lots and worth over $21 million. The boy can't even keep a job. All he does is sit around and snort coke. And he's worth that kind of money?
He's got ties to China.
Yeah, he does. Yachts, some of the best luxuries in the world. His yachts have a gym, a beauty salon, massage room, 3 dining rooms, a dance room, a sea-facing pool. Joe Biden's got a car collection of 1932 Ford Roadster, Shelby Cobra. Now, that's parked right by those boxes, you know, that he didn't really have, you know what I'm saying? 10 real estate properties. His income is over $1 million a year. He's 81 years old. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has been in the news for very, very wrong reasons. And it's all because of the secrets of the Biden family. Well, let's look at one more. Okay? Just for grins, one more. Kamala.
Oh, boy.
What's our little commie been up to, huh? Boy, I love that little gal, little commie. Annual salary of $370,000. She has a net worth that is estimated about $9 million. But now, folks, she's for you little people. She's all for you little poor people. She's the vice president of the people. Yeah, you feel just like I do. Or at least I hope you do. She gets $370,000, travel allowance, house rent allowance. She's provided with a private jet, and that plane can fly her family anywhere. She has 24-hour Secret Service. Maybe that's why she wants to come after our guns. Not that I don't not that I have any, because I don't own guns. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Net worth is $9 million. Let's get to some good stuff here. Kamala. She resides in a sprawling 8,500 square foot home in Oakland, California. All you homeless people in Oakland, go give her a call. Oh, Kami, she's your lady. She'll put up a bed for you. Dude, that value is $13 million. Comes with a big wine cellar. That's in case Nancy Pelosi wants to come over for dinner. 9 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, 2 plunge pools. Some of the most advanced smart security features are installed in her home. She has a Porsche worth $75,000. A Jaguar worth $75,000. She has a Porsche worth $260,000. She owns a Lincoln, a Range Rover, a Lexus, an Aston Martin. Real estate, 7 luxury cars, 2 yachts, cash reserves of over $11 million. Don't you love the way that all these liberal demi-commies will sit there and tell you that they're for the people, all the little people vote for us? You've been voting for them for years, and what have you gotten out of it? Absolutely nothing, but you've made them filthy rich. She has a stock portfolio of over $8 million. Oh, let's look at this. Her net worth growth from 2019 went from $5 million to 2024 went to $9 million. Well, you know, she hooked up with Biden's. Again, I'll ask, you in the mood for some Chinese food? I am. Her net worth is expected to grow 25% over the next 2 years. Again, financial advisors, if you can get me that, give me a call. Give me an email. We want you on the program. You bet we do. Well, it's no wonder why we pay taxes and our taxes are so high. It's no longer an idea of where they're going. Just to give you one quick rundown as we wrap this show up. Dianne Feinstein was worth $90 million when she died.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul, $10 mm-hmm. million. Bush family worth $500 million. Sharon Engel, the former Nevada rep, worth $10 million. Adam Schiff, $60 million. Marsha Blackburn, $35 million. Bill Clinton, $130
million. Mm. Boy, it's in Arkansas.
He never even owned a home until they bought that home after he was president in New York.
Really?
He lived in everyone else's home. Did you not know that?
No,
seriously?
I didn't know that. Really?
He and Hillary never owned a home. The first home they ever bought was the one that we're paying for in New York. Bobby Jindal, $7 million. Paul Ryan, $10 million. Bernie Sanders, $5 million. Hunter Biden?
Yeah.
Worth $255 million. Mm. Now, folks, not all these people got all this money from just politics, okay? So I'll give you that. But you cannot sit here and seriously tell me and convince me that politics does not make you filthy rich and that you don't live off the power that comes with it. So, term limits, it's a big yes for me. I'll give you this in closing. You want to take a guess at Lezinski's from Ukraine, what his net worth is? Well, I'm not going to give it to you, but that's next show. I want you to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Have a great day.
We'll be back next time.
And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.